is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Shopping and traveling this day after Christmas, Justin Udo reports from Philadelphia.
More than 119 million people are traveling between this weekend and New Year's Day. That's more than the previous record high of 2019. That's according to AAA, who says it's also a crunch time for shoppers.
Because I have a child going to college next year, they just decided to get simple things.
And at Springfield Mall in Delaware County, Manera Jones says that's true for her as she tries to get some last-minute things for her daughters.
Although the stores are very packed, my children just opted to get simple things, phones, books, perfumes, some jewelry.
Justin Udo for CBS News Philadelphia.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has activated state emergency response resources ahead of a severe weather threat. A man accused of attempting to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump in South Florida will not be tried until September of next year. Ryan Ruth's attorneys say they need more time to mount their case, which is likely to center around an insanity defense. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson weighs in.
An insanity defense is very hard to mount. We should remember that it includes not just the defendant showing a significant mental defect, but also that the defendant didn't understand that what he was doing was wrong, and there's a lot of evidence to undercut that here.
Ryan Ruth has pleaded not guilty. Canada is calling on Russia to allow for an open and transparent investigation into the Azerbaijan Airlines crash in Kazakhstan. Aviation experts say Russian air defense fire is likely responsible for the crash that killed 38 people. There were many survivors. CBS's Chris Livesay is following.
Search teams have recovered critical components of the aircraft, including the black boxes, which are expected to provide more answers in the coming days.
The plane was en route from Azerbaijan's capital of Baku to the Russian city of Grozny when it was diverted. It crashed while attempting to land in Kazakhstan. An Oakland man is being hailed as a hero after he died saving his family from a house fire early on Christmas morning. KCBS's Mike DeWald has the story.
A GoFundMe for the family launched by neighbors has already raised thousands. The fire sparking while the family was cooking just after 6 on Christmas morning. That's when Steve Weatherford Jr. jumped into action.
He was just trying to save everybody, make sure everybody was out the house.
Adding to the heartbreak, he was also planning to propose New Year's Eve. When he went back into the home to get an engagement ring from a safe, he fell unconscious, likely from smoke inhalation. His partner, LaShante Mayo.
I just wish he was here right now.
Mike DeWald for CBS News, Oakland.
Thin trading on Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 22 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. First responders in Racine County made a water rescue yesterday with wildlife preserved. Several deer are rescued by the Tishigan Fire Department after falling through the ice in Waterford Christmas morning. After getting saved, the deer rested for about 30 minutes before walking back into the woods. We're waiting to hear more about funeral arrangements for former Wisconsin State Senator George Petak. Petak was known for his pivotal vote to fund the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium. His move led to a recall from office. A hit and run on Christmas Eve in Waukesha County killed a 40-year-old tow truck driver from Chicago. The suspect eventually turned himself in after police got an anonymous tip. A vigil was held last night to honor Hussein Farhat's memory. And the Racine County tree sale is still on. The program allows people to order low-cost trees and native prairie seeds at a discount. Pickups are scheduled for April at the Racine County Fairgrounds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out, and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground, and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in, so I went back in, and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit, and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play, so I had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A dense fog advisory is in effect through the afternoon, with areas of fog reducing visibility to less than a mile at times and drizzle. Find that umbrella as rain rolls in overnight throughout our Friday and into our weekend. High temperatures keep climbing above freezing to the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
It's the Righteous Brothers' Unchained Melody on WRJN. Of course, you remember that from the movie Ghost, but did you know that that song first appeared in the 1955 movie Unchained? hence the title, Unchained Melody. The movie starred former football player Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch. The movie took place in a prison, and the song was written for the movie to reflect the mood of the prisoners as they wait for time to pass. Alex North wrote the music, Hi Zarrett wrote the lyrics, and a singer by the name of Todd Duncan sang the version for that 1955 movie. I'm Kurt Vollman. Here's the five stair steps on WRJN.
Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits. Turn out the way it should.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Well, it's time to upgrade our IQs a little bit. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Thing number one, only 23 of the U.S. states are fully south of Canada. All right, now I got to look at a map and check that out. Thing number two, a single bolt of lightning contains enough energy to cook 100,000 pieces of toast. Thing number three, in an average lifetime, human skin completely replaces itself 900 times. And thing number four, most Canadians live south of Seattle. And that is four things you did not know yesterday.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
At Spanky Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
Are you having the holiday horrors trying to figure out the perfect gift for everyone on your list? So many people, so few ideas, it's terrifying. But guess what? I have the perfect gift you can give everyone. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. That's right, hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. They're the perfect gift for a mother, for a father, grandma, grandpa, for the kids, for a friend, for a coworker, and for your boss who you're hoping gives you that big holiday bonus. For everybody. Because Skechers Slip-ins don't cost a ton of money. They last a long time and people will appreciate them forever. Every time they slip your gift on, they will smile. And why are they smiling? Because with Skechers Slip-ins, they'll never have to touch their shoes again. Just step into them and they're on. With no bending down, no retying the laces, and you are good to go. And they're so easy to give. No more wandering the store, no more scrolling online wondering what to get people. Give the newest thing, the most convenient change in footwear that's ever been. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Find Skechers Slip-ins for the holidays at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Throws up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Let me be your love and tell you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, Cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Cause one of your teddy bear put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. It's probably going to be wet here the next 24 hours or so. There is a chance of rain overnight tonight, cloudy and a low of 40. Tomorrow, rain mostly in the afternoon and a high of 45. And then more rain again tomorrow night and a low of 41. Here are the Box Tops. Cry Like a Baby, WRJN.
Try. then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Hooked out in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM, on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha, or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Governor Evers is remembering the former state senator from the area that helped create the Brewers ballpark. George Petak, the former state senator whose vote kept Major League Baseball in Wisconsin, passed away at 75 after a battle with brain cancer. Petak's vote in 1995 reversed his initial stance and led to a recall from office in 1996. Governor Tony Evers praised Petak's legacy of service and integrity. Details about a memorial are pending. Public safety would be improved along with better fishing in that area. Those are some of the proposed benefits from a new program between the City of Kenosha and water use groups. Kenosha officials say stabilizing the mouth of the Pike River would help with issues of sediment building up and frequent damming. The project involves the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative and the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network. Organizers of the Racine County tree sale are still taking orders. The government-run program gives an opportunity for people to enhance their properties with low-cost trees and native prairie seeds. The sale runs through February with pickups in April at the Racine County Fairgrounds. There's more at RacineCountyTreeProgram.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dense fog advisory is in effect through the afternoon, with areas of fog reducing visibility to less than a mile at times and drizzle. Find that umbrella as rain rolls in overnight throughout our Friday and into our weekend. High temperatures keep climbing above freezing to the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Come home from the heart. to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. A study finds that parents tend to overstate the joys of parenting. Let me read that again. A study finds that parents tend to overstate the joys of parenting. Apparently, they've been talking to my folks again.
Yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
I keep on dancing for
you were better to me than I was.
like you, baby.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crest, brown, without no steam or night. Over the child of romance, she'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes of gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to leap in a sickle billows blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Ever wonder how restaurants decide to lay out their menu and what to call their dishes? An article in the New York Times looked into the restaurant menus and found evoking a family member in the name of the dish is a surefire way to make a bestseller. Similarly, an unusual ingredient like chicken liver benefits from a common enhancer like bacon. And ever wonder why the price is displayed at some restaurants without a dollar sign? According to the Times, in the world of menu engineering and pricing, a dollar sign is pretty much the worst thing you can put on a menu, particularly at a high-end restaurant. Not only will it scream, "Hello, you are about to spend money," into a diner's tender psyche, but it can feel aggressive and look tacky. And menu consultants say price formats that end in the number 9, as in $9.99, tend to signify value but not quality. Dressing up a menu item's description always helps. Instead of an omelet and orange juice, it's better to print a light and fluffy heavenly omelet and Minute Maid orange juice. Some restaurants use what researchers call decoys, For example, they may place a really expensive item at the top of the menu so that the other dishes look more reasonably priced. And research shows that diners tend to order neither the most nor least expensive items, drifting toward the middle. Now you know. WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. Fine, yeah. Holiday, hey.
This is CBS News on the